I'm sure that most of you probably have heard that television ad that says, "We'll leave the light on for you." You know, Motel 6. Well, in a way, what that ad is trying to do is to connect with our desire to be welcomed. It wants us to know that if we come to Motel 6, we will be welcomed. They'll be waiting for us. You know, when one is away from home, being welcomed can be very important. You know, think how you feel when you go to a relative's house to stay and you feel really welcomed. But then how does it feel when the welcome is not so warm? Or think about maybe how you felt the first time you went to the home of your fiancé. How important it was that you be really welcomed by the family of your fiancé. You know, anytime we're away from home, we want to know that there is some place where we can sort of be at home, where we're welcomed, where people are happy to have us there. The first reading and the gospel reading this morning both talk about hospitality. You know, that first reading is Abraham and those three strangers. And we see this wonderful welcome that Abraham gives to those three guests. The gospel reading is the Martha Mary story. And we see the hospitality of each of those two sisters, each in a very different way. We have Martha, very active, presumably preparing a meal, getting ready to serve the meal. And we have Mary, seated at the feet of Jesus and listening. Throughout the scriptures, hospitality is an important theme. Just think for a minute about the story of the Last Judgment in Matthew's gospel. One of the things that it says about those who will be gathered on the king's right is, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me." I'd like to talk about first the story of Martha and Mary. Then I will go back to Abraham. The problem in the story is not that Martha was so busy. Notice how Jesus said to her. He said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things." Don't think I have the exact words. Let me get those. "You're anxious and worried," he said, "about many things." That was the problem. It wasn't that she was doing the work that she was serving. Like I said, hospitality has always been important in the scriptures. But it was her anxiety. It was her preoccupation. She was focused in many ways on herself and all the work she had to do and how she was being let alone. Mary, on the other hand, was very much at peace at the feet of the Lord. Now let's go back to Abraham. Abraham, in some way, brings together those two women in his way of acting. He, too, was very active, making sure that the bread got baked and the steer got picked out of the herd and slaughtered. I kept wondering, how long did it take for that dinner to get prepared? But, you know, he was active. But there was something else about Abraham. At the end there it says, he attended to them. He was there waiting on them, listening to them. He was present to them. Exactly what Martha was not. What does that say to us? You know, traditionally we've kind of tried to divide that between the active and the contemplative lives, and that doesn't seem to cut it. Because all of us have to live active lives. You know, God has things for each of us to do. But it's more, do we listen to the Lord in the midst of our action? Are we attentive to the Lord? You know, if I'm not listening to the Lord and I'm just caught up in activity, I'm probably serving myself and not the Lord. You know, whatever I do, if I want to do God's will, then I have to be a person that is listening to the word of the Lord. And so we have to kind of bring together those two people, Martha and Mary, in our own lives, and do the action of Martha, but the listening, the openness to the word of God of Mary. There's another point in that gospel story that I think is often missed. And that is Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. That was not the traditional role for women in that culture. Martha had the far more traditional role. Women never sat at the feet of the rabbi to listen. That was the man's role. And suddenly Jesus approves of her in that spot. Again, it's saying that Jesus had the courage to break the cultural norms, the cultural taboos. He was saying very much with that action that women are also listeners to the Word of God. They too are called to live in holiness. They are called to allow God's Word to enter into their hearts, to touch their lives. I was reflecting on that yesterday and I thought, in my own experience, it's often women who are much more open to the Word of God, or they find it much easier to open up and to grow in holiness. Often we men struggle with that. But Jesus is putting Mary in the role of all disciples. Like her, we are to be people who listen to God's word. Yes, we must be active like Martha, but we must first hear God's word. Let that word touch our hearts and our lives, and then put that word into action so that we can be truly serving not ourselves, but the Lord.